When hostility attacks a community, there's a choice to be made by the members of that community. They can either run and hide, or stand together and overcome whoever it is that's attacking them. The LGBTQ community in Spartan, New Jersey, and the surrounding area, in the aftermath of a succession of acts of vandalism that targeted pride flags, they chose option number two. This has resulted in the formation of a new organization chapter, which has created unity and strength to blot out the hate. Here with the details of PFLAG Sussex County and their goals are Sean Carroll and Todd Gillespie. How are you today, guys?
Doing well. Thanks, Chris.
Let me start with you, Sean, just as for some background, especially for those who are listening that aren't in Sussex County, just what were some of the events that have been happening revolving around the pride flags and in front of a church that led to what you guys are a part of today?
Basically, our local Methodist church, has been a supporter of the LGBTQ community for a while. They fly a pride flag outside to let members know that they're welcome there. And unfortunately, we had an incident where, the flag was torn down and burned. A new flag was put up, and unfortunately, that one was vandalized as well. So after that happened, it led to a huge outcry in the community. And, unfortunately, we were, a little upset over the fact that we felt, our community was being a little marginalized and a little attacked. So, luckily the local police were very quick to get involved and, show us that they had our back. And our local community as well was very quick to show us that they weren't going to stand for that. We had a huge showing support by them, a lot of pride flags were donated, which was really touching.
Absolutely was, and just a real sense of community. The Todd, I mean, this is literally, I mean, we always say that hate happens in a hidden darkness, and even though there were cameras around the church, this is someone who set out to do this with a purpose, because that's just how clandestine they were able to do it in light of the security that was around the area. When hatred like this hits a community, how hard does it hit? What's the lasting impact, and how do you make it not be permanent?
Well, I think any act of vandalization or attack on communities is a sign of unknowing, fear or ignorance, basically. And part of what we're trying to do and why we've launched PFLAG in Sussex County is to create a forum to help educate and inform and help fight the darkness of ignorance. Oftentimes we fear what we don't know or what we don't understand, and helping people get to know that we're the LGBTQ plus community is just like everyone else. We're here trying to live our lives. We're here trying to raise our families. It helps to create that sense of community. It helps to create that sense of awareness. And I think that's probably the best approach to addressing fear and ignorance.
Well, certainly important, too, because if you look at the latest stats from the state as far as bias crimes against the LGBTQ plus community, they've seen annual increases in the 50%+ as far as bias attacks, and if you narrow those results down to anti-transgender bias, those numbers go up 171% and better in most recent years. Sean, with the talk about the response by the community, and is it always people who agree with your lifestyle, or is it, have you heard from people who say, well, you've made choices my faith or whatever can't agree with, but I do agree that what's been taking place, the violence, that's wrong no matter what our belief systems are?
Like I kind of mentioned before, one of the great things to come out of these incidents was the fact that the local Sparta community was very, very quick to show that they had our backs. Right away there was an outcry online about what had happened. People, from all over town were very upset. We had a huge flood of you know, people showing, you know, sending their support, people sending additional pride flags for us to hang. You know, like I had mentioned before, too, you know, the Sparta Police Department was very, very quick to have our back. So I thought, personally, I was very relieved by that. You know, when you see something like this happen, it can make you feel very isolated. You know, it can make you feel like you're not welcome in the community. And, you know, that's really hard for any LGBTQ people, particularly, you know, kids in the community, to feel like you don't belong. You know, but when you see the people stand up and say, no, 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 we have your back, that's really reassuring. It helps you feel like you do belong here. You're part of this town, you know. And as far as, you know, people saying, you know, I don't necessarily leave in your, you know, quote unquote lifestyle. You know, luckily people have just been able to put their feelings aside and say, listen, you know, we have your back. We're here for you. Like Todd said before, a lot of this comes from just a place of ignorance, you know, just not understanding, not having exposure, you know. I think once people say, like, you know, hey, I've never met a transgender person. You know, I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you've been, but I do know that our community stands for, you know, supporting each other. We don't want anyone to feel excluded here. So we're going to do everything we can to help you. So overall, I think that Sparta really rose up and really had our backs.
Tori, Sean Carroll and Todd Gillespie, part of the team who have founded the Sussex County chapter of PFLAG. You can learn more about the organization, by the way, pflag.org. And they have chapters all around the country. You can find the local chapter, obviously, for Sussex County. It's /chapter/Sussex-County. And we have that link at our website as well. But again, at pflag.org, if you're listening on the stream, you can find a chapter near you. Todd, as far as the goals and the mission statement of PFLAG and PFLAG Sussex County specifically, what are you setting out to do and how do you plan to go about doing it?
Yeah, I mean, as you mentioned, PFLAG, the PFLAG national mission is to create a caring, just, and affirming world for our LGBTQ population, as well as for those that love and support them. As you mentioned, it's hundreds of thousands of people and hundreds of chapters coast to coast. And we're just trying to create an equitable, inclusive world where everyone's safe, celebrated, empowered, and loved. Locally, what we're looking to do is to create an in-person peer meetings, and we're holding meetings the first Monday of every month, starting with the month of February. February 6th will be our first meeting. And our goal as a local chapter is to help provide support, education, and advocacy for our community.
For Sean, because this is something we're going to talk about later on with another guest as far as how pliable people are to extreme prejudices, conspiracies, things like that. When the LGBTQ plus community is referenced in some media outlets, they go to the extremes in a mocking sort of way. Do you have plans in near distant future, whatever the case may be, to reach out to the heterosexual community and say, well, what you see on, I'll say, on Tucker Carlson's show and drag queens that he always seems to be attaching his views onto, that's not what we're about. This is who we are.
So one great thing about PFLAG is that there really is a focus for, you know, not only showing support for, you know, people who are in the queer community, but also there's a lot of focus on actually the families and friends of people who are in the community. So there's a lot of straight people who come to these meetings looking to help better their allyship, you know. So it's people who are saying, listen, I have my grandkid just came out or my neighbor just moved in and, you know, I just want to understand. I don't understand what it's like to be transgender. You know, I don't know. You know, my child is now non-binary and using, you know, different pronouns. I don't know how to approach this. This doesn't make sense to me. And that's really, you know, a big part of what we do is to help those folks, you know, kind of understand and to share our stories, you know, and our experiences. So, you know, we definitely encourage, you know, folks who might identify, you know, as straight, you know, or just family members or friends to come on out, you know, because a large part of this is just sharing our experiences with them to help them better understand and better advocate for us.
I'm going to let this one go to both of you. Start with Todd, and then Sean can respond. Someone comes up into one of your meetings and says, you know what? I really hated your guts, but now I care about you. How would you respond, Todd?
No, I think that's wonderful. What we're trying to do is to create an open forum. One of the core values of PFLAG is bravery, and it's really putting ourselves out there and engaging in the difficult conversations. You don't change through staying comfortable. You have to stretch yourself. You have to push yourself and have difficult conversations on all sides in order to get to a better place.
How about you, Sean?
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. You know, our ultimate goal is to make our community safer for, you know, other people in the queer community and you know, kids who are struggling. And the best way to do that is to reach out to people who don't necessarily have our back, you know, but, you know, are open-minded. You know, we're not looking to convert extremists, you know, or people who are highly bigoted to turn around. You know, if that happens, awesome. But, you know, truly our focus is, you know, the people in the middle, the people who truly are just confused by all the misinformation out there and, you know, have a love in their heart and want to be better people and want to be better advocates for their family and friends. Those are the folks that we would really love to connect with and just talk to.
For you listening, hopefully you realize for any community to exist, any society to exist, coexistence has to come through understanding. Doesn't always have to be acceptance, but understanding has to be part of that foundation. And certainly PFLAG is an organization which strives on building that foundation. There's a new chapter in Sussex County. You can go to pflag.org/chapter/Sussex-county. And you can also go to pflag.org and find a local chapter near you as well. Find out meeting schedules, how you can become a part of their work and their effort to create that understanding. From PFLAG Sussex County, we've been talking with Sean Carroll and Todd Gillespie. Guys, best of luck and success in your work and everything that you'll do that's coming down at you. And I got a feeling that if I was a betting man, and I am a betting man, those who know me, my money's on your work and your efforts succeeding. Thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Chris.